longer on the planet. I thought that one day the bullet with my name on it would come zinging over the rice paddies. I beheld death, and he rode a pale horse. Back in the days, with a name on my uniforms at Grease Manili, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crime 3, 1967. We were completely surrounded. We were deployed on a search and destroy to actually make contact with the enemy. All the men were wired tight. As we bunked down for the evening, I assigned tasks. Robinson, you get on the machine gun. Kalachecki, you check the claymores. Wozniak! I want you patrolling the perimeter. And the new guy, where's the new meat? I'll never forget the guy's name. It was Ernest Laszlo. I said, the new guy, I want you out there. And if you see so much as a mosquito farting out there, you let us know. You hear me? This guy, Ernest Laszlo, is like, yes, sir, I'll take care of it. So I just buttoned myself down into my foxhole. I was getting ready to doze off. Here comes Laszlo running. Hey, here come the BC! I just rolled out. All the men opened up on the perimeter. Yeah, that's it. That's when this guy, Ernest Laszlo, he says, hey, that's just a joke. I just wanted to make sure everybody was ready. I said, a joke? I grabbed him around the throat. I said, I'll show you a joke. Bury a bayonet in your tuckus. You don't joke about the VC coming, for God's sakes.
He said, well, I just wanted to make sure everybody'd be up. I'm a little scared. It's my first day here.
I said, hey, I'd be scared if I wasn't scared. Now, Laszlo, you get out there. Shut your hole and begin your patrol. So we got out there again, and I was just bit. You know the adrenaline rush you get from that kind of gunfire. I was just about ready to... yelling, it's a VC! I'm like, ah! Tracer fire goes to the deck! Cease firing! Only thing we're doing is tripping. I said, Laszlo, what the hell's going on here? I thought I saw him coming, sir. I said, oh, for God's sake, you're seeing chimpanzees jumping tree to tree. Get out there! You wake me up again with another false alarm, and let me tell you something, it's going to be your ass. You hear me? Well, he went out there, and I got one of my more trusted men. I said, Needleman, take the infrared out there and watch him, all right? Guy's nuts. I don't want any false alarms tonight, all right? We're doing double today. We'll put Laszlo out there, and you watch Laszlo. He said, that's it, sir. Little did I know the horror that would happen next. Out the VC Senate advance team. They skulked through the night. Needleman could barely make them out on the infrared. There's old Ernie Laszlo sitting there looking around the new guy, new meat, all scared. The VC snuck up on him, put a wire around his throat, cinched it tight, and then before they made their attack, they took old Laszlo. Just, I guess, to instill terror. One after another, they lined up. Needleman's watching this through the infrared. VC had their guns on the ground. They're pouring the cauldron. Finally, Needleman makes his way back to me. He said, sir, I think we should get the men ready. I said, are you sure? Are you sure this time? He said, yes, sir. This time they're coming in earnest.